Freeform, which is the planet that I'm on the phone.
Push it right to the edge.
Jeffrey.
What?
Are you on the marijuana?
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Marijuana has been an enemy of the state since the first federal law was enacted against it in 1937. Since that time, 20 million Americans have been arrested, convicted, and incarcerated for using the most popular drug in the world.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. There's no mistake. Marijuana.
More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Look at him.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Finally, in layers. Look up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
In smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Después I choke, y todo mis cares go up in smoke. Hay gente que se mortifica all the time. Se hacen viejos antes de su tiempo. But I say arrebata all the gustos you can find. Porque all of the time get high time. Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low, don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take a toll and all my cares.
Did you want to try it, Pokey?
No, thanks. I prefer grass.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always somehow matches a particular theme. And tonight, we're on the eve of Mascan Normal's 27th annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Common on both Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So we're honoring those pot patriots and their efforts in the past to decriminalize and ultimately this year, hopefully legalize the use of marijuana for adults here in the state of Massachusetts through the passage of Question 4, an act to regulate and tax marijuana like alcohol. And that's coming up on Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. So a very important question to vote on, as well as there's a presidential election as well, I believe. And, well, since this is a Tears of the Gods, we've also got a featured artist, a necessary part of the formula. And this evening, that would be the comedy duo of Cheech and Chong, who had their heyday in the 1970s and the 1980s, often with sketches that involved drugs and the counterculture, and particularly marijuana. And some of their pieces are real reflections of that 1970s, early 80s milieu. Like one that we're going to hear in the first set, Let's Make a New Dope Deal, it's called. And that was referencing the game show, Let's Make a Deal, and then its reincarnation, the new Let's Make a Deal. So we began the show with our featured artist, Cheech and Chong, and a song, in fact, Up in Smoke. And then we heard from the once local band, Boston. And that was Smokin'. And we're going to have a lot of songs this evening about smokin', but they're not about smokin' tobacco. At least don't think that. That wasn't our aim. I smoked cigarettes for 13 years, and I'm sure glad I just quit. One of the things I was having is a real pain in my esophagus. And every time I'd swallow it, in particular, I'd take a drag on a cigarette, and it would kind of be this burning feeling going down my throat. And when I finally decided to go to the doctor, I was prepared for him to tell me that smoking was responsible for that pain. And so I quit cold turkey right after that. And, you know, I think smoking cigarettes, nicotine, it costs an incredible amount of money these days. And then another thing, I think they're basically a ripoff in another way, in that before you take nicotine as a drug, you don't have it in your system. The first couple of times, it's like really like, wow, an incredible rush. And then it quickly becomes something that you need to have more or less frequently in order to go through the withdrawal symptoms. And then what you're trying to do all the time is to get back that nicotine into your system to calm down. And that's where, you know, smokers feeling better for the most part. It's essentially you're getting addicted to it and you need to smoke in order to feel normal again. Yes, my thoughts as a 13-year smoker who hasn't done that in, decades. But in any case, I think it's appropriate at this time to reiterate the disclaimer that we had at the beginning of every show in the intro, that the views and opinions expressed on this show reflect those of the participants, the people in those audio clips from who knows where, and not necessarily those of Tufts University, the Board of Trustees, the WMFO Exec Board, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. Instead, we bring you a wide variety of different views and let you sort through it all. So we've got plenty of high-energy songs in the mix for you tonight, including some from Bad Company and Sublime and Hank Williams III and Nashville Pussy, as well as some more slower and provocative heady pieces like we've got a couple from The Orb. And then we've also got some jazz for you in the second hour. And jazz musicians, well, many of them loved marijuana, and some, like the drummer Gene Krupa, was arrested for having two joints in 1943. And backing me up right now is the band Green Day. And yes, a Green Day, basically a drug reference there, to a day where you're stoned entirely the whole day. Also, I wanted to mention that WMFO is in our initial week of our fundraising drive, which I believe is going to last a month this time around. And in the next set, we're going to have a fundraising public service message at the end of this. And that was originally produced by the WMFO Exec Board of 2010. And it's pretty funny. And I heard it, and it got me thinking when I first heard it. And we're going to hear a derivative piece based on that in another set further on in the show. So, some things to keep in mind. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with Apollo 440. Yes, Apollo 440 is coming up, and we just have a minor issue we've gotten over. Here's Smoke and Mirrors from Apollo 440. On the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
And now it's time to play Let's Make a New Dope Deal. Yes, it's the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal brought to you by your friendly neighborhood dope dealer who would like to remind you that a day without dope is like night. And now our first contestant is Bob Bitchin, who was on our first show 5 years ago. And if you remember that night, Bob won our grand prize of 50 pounds of black Afghani Primo hash. Dying to find out what Bob did with his prize. So let's bring him out here. Please welcome Bob Bitchin. Hey, Bob, it's great to have you on the show again. How you doing? Oh, the same. Well, that's fine. Bob, it's been 5 years since you've been on the show. Well, what have you been doing since then?
5 years.
That's right. It's been 5 years since we had you on the show. Bob, what have you been doing?
5 years.
What have you been doing? Watch my lips, Bob. What have you been doing?
Five years, man.
5 years. Oh, I see. You've been doing 5 years. That means you've been in prison for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I got popped for that hash.
Well, that's very far out. Bob, but you're out of prison and you're here right now on the all-new Let's Make a Dope Deal. Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Bob, ready, here man. We go. Now, here's the first question.
Bob! B.O.B.
No, hey, you remembered. But that was 5 years ago, boy. That's your mind.
Door number three.
That was 5 years ago, too. Your mind like a
steel. Dave's not here.
Boy, what a nostalgia trip this is. It's like a K-Tel record here. All right, here we go, Bob. No, none of those questions here, Bob. Before you answer the question, we have to tell you what you're playing for. You want to know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. If you answer our grand prize question correctly, Bob, you win not one, not two, not three.
I'll take four.
No, Bob, not four. There's more yet. There's five. There's six. Not
I'll freeze the seven.
No, Bob, you can't freeze yet because you get not seven, not eight, but 10 pounds of pure, uncut Peruvian flake cocaine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's just what I really need.
Yeah, boy, you'll really freeze at 10 then. Huh? You are into coke, aren't you, Bob? Oh, easy, boy. Easy, Bob. Take it easy, Bob. Yeah, boy, I guess we won't have to vacuum this carpet for a couple weeks. Okay, Bob, are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, in order to qualify for the grand prize question, you must pass this simple test first.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Bob. You must either, number one, take this meat cleaver here and chop off your little finger. Or, number two, you must listen to an entire side of the album, Helen Reddy, The Las Vegas Years. What do you choose, Bob?
Give me the cleaver.
He's going to take the meat cleaver. All right. Bob, you chopped off your finger.
Yeah.
Bob, that was only a gag question. You weren't supposed to do that.
Hey, can I have some of that coke now?
Not yet, Bob. You have all the coke you need once you answer the grand prize question. And that leads us right into the grand prize question. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, for 10 pounds of uncut Peruvian coke, what is 4 minus 1? Think, Bob.
I can't.
What is 4 minus 1?
I can't think, man. My finger hurts.
Okay, Bob, let me put it to you this way. You have 4 fingers, and you take away 1. What do you have?
Blood.
Yes, yeah, you do blood, have blood, right. But that's not the right answer, Bob. Very close, but not the right answer. Let me put it to you so you'll really understand it, Bob. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes.
I do?
No, Bob. This is a hypothetical question, Bob. You don't have 4 Quaaludes.
Yeah, I know. I know I don't have.
Okay, but let's say you had 4 Quaaludes. Okay, you have 4 Quaaludes, and you take 1. How many do you have left?
2.
2?
Yeah, I always take 2, man. I never get off on 1.
So your answer is 2.
Yeah.
Your answer is 2. Our judges say that's right, because they never get off on 1 either. You win the coke, Bob. Fantastic. What are you going to do with all that coke, Bob? All right.
And our grand prize winner today is Bob. You can win those 10 pounds of Coke. And we just want to say in closing to all you kids out there, remember what Albert Einstein always said. We only use 20% of our brain, so why not burn out the other 80%? All right, see you next time on Let's Make Another Dope Deal!
Trying to eat?
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
So I need your money.
We really need it.
Money, please.
You know.
We are on a radio station.
Yeah, you know, like cash,
so,
money.
We are
really
so very poor.
And we're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even get it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college
students.
It's
very
nice.
It's really
anything.
At www.support.wmfo.org. Or you can send us something, like a check, at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website for more info.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, we're celebrating this weekend's Freedom Rally on the Boston Common, sponsored by MassCan.org, the Massachusetts state affiliate of NORML, the National Organizations for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And tomorrow and Sunday, the Freedom Rally is running from noon until 8 p.m. tomorrow and from noon until 6 p.m. on Sunday. And there's going to be lots of great music and speakers and vendors with trippy cool merchandise and plenty of food vendors. And this year's Freedom Rally is going to focus on Massachusetts ballot question 4, which asks the voters to legalize the recreational use of marijuana for adults. And we're going to be voting on that on Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. So the MassCan Freedom Rally is open to everybody for free on the Boston Common. And if you want more information, you can just fire up your favorite web browser and go to masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG. So we began the last set with Apollo 440 and Smoke and Mirrors. And then we heard from our featured artists of the sound collage, Cheech and Chong. And that was their sketch. Let's Make a New Dope Deal, referencing the 70s TV show Let's Make a Deal and its follow-on, the new Let's Make a Deal. And we also heard a rare cut from Bad Company, something I found on their original Bad Company anthology, and apparently original unused tracks. Smokin' 45 was the name of that. Then a trippy, spacey sound collage creation of a band, The Orb and Outlaws. Hank Williams III followed that with smoke and wine. And then we had two public service messages for you in there. One about secondhand smoke. And then another one that was done in 2010 by some WMFO executive board members at the time for what perhaps may have, well, for a fundraising drive that we had at the time. And I heard that particular fundraising appeal on the radio there, and I thought it was, well, it was well done for what they did, but it also, it was called Hecklers, and it gave me a couple of ideas. Like, I thought with the way they started it, it reminded me of the classroom sounds from the Cheech and Chong piece, Sister Mary Elephant. And we're going to be hearing that in the next set. And we're also going to be hearing my remix of that fundraising appeal called Hacked Hecklers, concluding the set that's coming up. But in the meantime, we're going to start off this next set as we continue to celebrate the upcoming Freedom Rally on the Boston Common. And here's a band called Dash Rip Rock. And, well, they've got a suggestion for you.
Well, you can smoke it, you can chew it, you can really try to do it, smoking pot. Well, you can sing it in a song, you can smoke it in a bong, smoking pot. Well, it's the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation, smoking pot. Let's go smoke some 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 pot. Come on. Let's go smoke some pot. Well, there was Edie Raquel and the New Bohemian smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, there's the Black Crows and Driving and Crying smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
There's the Spin Doctors and Blues Travelers smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go. Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Come on. Let's go smoke some pot.
Let's go!
Too much pot.
Pot, pot.
I went to Lollapalooza and everybody out there was smoking pot.
Pot, pot.
I saw Blind Melon and the new Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and Widespread Panic.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Get me some plasma, perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand some plasma? Would you hurry with the plasma for the doctor?
Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's...
not as dead as these cigarettes.
Right on, boy. Drive careful now, you hear?